Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Tez Zayin in Maseches Nazir. We'll be zochet to begin a new perek in Nazir. We'll be zochet to begin the perek of Misha Amar Perek Sheni. First, we're going to have to wrap up a little bit from yesterday's daf, what we had discussed in regards to the halachos of Mikzas Yom Kikula, which we'll recap as well and jump back into the Gemara. In the daf of Tez Zayin Amar Aleph, we are going to discuss someone who's mekabel two naziris upon themselves. How do they handle the mitzvah of giluach at the end of naziris? As well as on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to discuss a classic case, nazir bebeis hakvaros, a nazir that takes naziris upon himself in a beis hakvaros. We are going to pick up 8 lines from the bottom where we left off on Tes Vav Amabez. Va'afre be'oshia savar l'mafreim ed rabbanon. And let us remind ourselves at the discussion from yesterday's daf. Yesterday we had discussed, a big part of the sugya of yesterday was the discussion of Mikzas Hayom Kekula. Whether you could have a day of Nazirus be part of the first day of Nazirus, as well, as second Nazirus. Could one day be used for two different Nazirus? The Gemara suggests that it's possible if you hold the concept of Mikzas Hayom Kekula. The Gemara also suggests that that Shita of Rav, who says that we do say Mikzas Hayom Kekula, and Yom Shivim Olum Lekanu Lekanu, as the Gemara says on the top of Tes Vav Amud Aleph, works well with the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is talking about, this could be found in the Gemara, 10 lines on the top in Tes Vav Amud Beis. Rabbi Yossi says that if you have a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, which means a woman who has been a Zava Ktana for a couple of days, if she becomes, she sees Ziva, which is an out of the ordinary flow, she will become a Zav, and then she will have to count 7 Kli days. If she does not see anything, so then she go to the mikvah and bitar that evening. And it happens to be Erev Pesach, she sends her Karban Pesach, Karban Pesach is brought on her behalf, and then in the afternoon she has a Re'iyah. Now if you say, Mikanu Lahaba Hi Nitma, that she only becomes Tameh from the time that she sees, but the interim time of Erev Pesach morning, she's not Tameh, then it will make sense if we combine the rule of Mikzas Hayom Kekula with Mikanu Labo Nitma, says the Gemara according to most Girsos. In such a case, then the Gemara says she will be Yotzei her Karban Pesach. She'll fulfill her Chiyuv Karban Pesach. Now we pick up with the conclusion of the Gemara that she becomes Tameya Midrabbanan, as the Gemara had concluded in yesterday's daf, and the Gemara says Vaf Reb Oshia Sovereign Mafreya Midrabbanan, and Reb Oshia also understands that in such an instance a woman or a man will become Tamei retroactively. Desanya, as we learned in Brice, Reb Yeshia Omer, will take out the word Avol, Haraya Zav Bishvishalot, similar case of a Zav that already was a Zav Gadol, and now he needs to count Shimon Akim, and he counts Shimon Akim, and on the seventh day, he has a Re'iyah, Seisar Shalafanim, then that contradicts the counting that preceded, and he needs to count a new count of 7 days. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. Rabbi Yechanan disagreed. He said, Lo Nister Ela Yoimai, you only remove the seventh day, you count one more clean day, and then you're home free. Ask the Mara, Manif Shach. Mara says, that doesn't make sense. Manif Shach, what is with your life? In other words, this doesn't work in either direction. No one should say that it contradicts one day. Esau Sar, if it's considered as if there is a Re'iyah of Zav, Kula Sasar, to contradict all days. Ilo Sasar Lo Nistar. Velo Yom. If it doesn't contradict, then shouldn't contradict even the seventh day. Ela Eima, what must we say? Loi Nistar, Velo Yoime. Velo Nistar, according to the Mefarish, the Gersa would not be Velo Yoime, but rather Ela Eima. This is one of the challenges of Nazir, Meseches Nazir. The Gersos are not clear at all. Take a look at the introduction of both Masifta and Art School that elaborate on that. Ela Eima Lo Nister Afilu Yomi, learns the Mefarsh. It doesn't contradict even that day. Why? Because, explains the Mefarsh on the bottom line of the Amud, there was Tumah only later on. And we say Mikanu Labban Nitma combined with the phenomenon of Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo. And then, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're scot-free. Ve'amarle. And Rabbi Oshia said to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yaisi koi kavasach, da amar mikanu laba mitame. That Rabbi Yossi says, okay, Rabbi Yochanan, you're following Rabbi Yossi, who says mekame l'bon mitame, and you say miktas hayom kikula. Asks the Gemara, var Rabbi Yisrael mafreuhu da'amar. Didn't we say that Rabbi Yossi says that the halacha is, in the case of the woman and the Karban Pesach, that she is considered tame l'mafreya, because Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that she does not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. It must be that Minat Torah, in such a case, as we described earlier, when the woman had become Tame later on in Erev Pesach, she's Yotze on a level of Doraisa, but Midrabanan we say that she cannot eat the Korban Pesach. So, Rabbi Yossi Mafreyu Damar, Mai L'Mafreya Midrabanan, it must be Midrabanan. Rabbi Yossi Michti, Savar Mixes Hayom Kikulo. So it must be that Rabbi Yossi holds Mixes Hayom Kikulo on a level of Doraisa. But the Gemara says, Zava Gemur de Maisi Karban Echim Mishkachesla. When will we have a case, according to Rabbi Yossi, that she is coming, she comes out to be a Zava Gemura, and yet she's bringing a carbon? In other words, the Gemara is about to ask that this halacha doesn't seem to make sense. Kivan de Chazio Bepalga Dioma, it's true that there was part of the day that she didn't have a re'iyah. But Idach Palga Dioma, Salik Lo Lashimur. But the other half of the day, she did see. Now, we didn't translate the words accurately. Let's go back. Kivan de Chazio Bepalga Dioma, it's true that she saw a half of the day. Idach Palga Dioma, Salik Lo Lashimur. The other half of the day, she did not have a re'iyah. So then, in such a case, then how do you have a re'iyah of 3 days ritzufim? It shouldn't be considered 3 days of ritzufim. Iba yaseima, if you want, I could say, dekashafa tilsa yoimi ba'adi adadi. The only time you'll have a case of a zava gemura, according to Rabbi Yossi, is if you have 3 full days of flow. Viba yaseima, dechazia tilsa yoimi samach l'shkia sachama, that you'll have a case of seeing 3 days ritzufin, that she had a re'iyah close to shkia, and she saw up until the night of the first day. In other words, at the end of the first day, going into the second day. And the same thing, going into the third day. So let's talk about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. She sees late Sunday, right before shkia, going into Monday, all the way into Monday, through Monday, and then into Tuesday night. So then, in such a case, Delohavish shows the Salik Le Minyana. You'll never have a day that started that you should say Mikzas Hayom Kikula, since on Tuesday she saw immediately, and that will be how Rabbi Yossi, even though normally he takes into account Mikzas Hayom Kikula, but you won't have Mikzas Hayom Kikula if it starts Sunday late afternoon, going into Monday, and then going into Tuesday. So then in such a case, that's considered Ritzifus of 3 days. This Baruch Hashem brings us to the end of the first Perek. Hadron Aloch Hareini Nazir. We conclude Perek Hareini Nazir. And now, Be'ezer Hashem, we begin Perek Misha Omar. Perek Misha Omar, the third Perek of Meseches Nazir, I might have mistakenly mentioned before the second, meant the third, begins the other bookend of Nazirus that stands in contrast to what we've been discussing up until now in the first two Prakim of Maseches Nazir. Up until now, we've been discussing Perek Hareini Nazir. We also discussed Kol Kinuye Nazirus, which was focusing on the acceptance of Nazirus, different ways a person could accept Nazirus. However, in our Perek, what we're now going to begin is the other end of the Nazirus, Uvim Los. Let's take a look at the Psukim themselves. We'll read out some of the psukim in Parshas Naso. V'zayis Torah HaNazir b'yoyim Elois Yimei Nizra Yavi Yisrael Pesach Oil Moed. We bring the Nazir to the entrance of the Oil Moed. V'hikriv es Karbon Oil Hashem, and he brings his Karbon to Hashem. The Torah describes the Karbon, which we'll discuss in detail in the future. And Pasuk Yud Ches, it says in Bamidbar Vav, V'gilach HaNazir Pesach Oil Moed Es Rosh Nizra. And he shaves his head, and the hair is put under the shlamim that is being cooked. So, the giluach in the case of a Nazir who fills his malos, there are other halachas of what happens he becomes tameh, which we'll discuss further on in the perek. Takes place, further on Masechta, excuse me, that takes place at the end of his Nazirus. Says the Mishnah, Misha Amareini Nazir Migaleach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. We've learned already in the past, Afhei Davav, that Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yom. And therefore, if a person takes a Stam Nazirus, it's 30 days. When does he do the Giluach? So Halachi is that he does the Giluach Yom Shloshim Ve'echad on the 31st. Vim Gilach Yom Shloshim, and if he did the Giluach on the 30th day, Yatza. Then the halacha is that he is Yotzei as well. Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. If a person says that he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days, so then the halacha is different. Im Gilach Liyom Shloshim Lo Yatza. Then if he does his cutting of his hair on the 30th day, he's not going to be Yotzei. We say that we don't evoke the rule of Mitzas Hayom Kekula. Now, the Gemara earlier on Daf Hei and Daf Vav explained this Mishnah. One explanation was according to Rav Amnuna, and the other Rav Masna, and the other according to Bar Pada. Let's take a look at the Rush, who spells it out beautifully over here. The Rush over here in Nazir, like in Nedarim, is a Mefarish as well. Misha Amar Harei Nazir Megaleach Liyom Shloshim Ve'echad L'Rev Masna Da Amar Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. According to Rav Masna on Daf Hei, who says Stam Nazirus is 30 days, Hilgach Megaleach Yom Lamed Aleph. So then he does the Giluach on the 31st. Ule Bar Pada Stam Nazirus Chavtes Yom. According to Bar Pada, we learned earlier in our Masechta, it's 29 days. V'hayu Legaleach Liyom Shloshim. And then in such a case, he should really do the Giluach on the 30th. So the simple reading is that our Mishnah is following Rav Masna. The Gemara over there answered that Bar Pada is going to learn that he took upon himself 30 full days, even though Stam Nazirus is 29 days. Continues the Mishnah in the Rosh. The Rosh is explanation of the Mishnah. Vim Gilach Yom Shoshim Yatza. According to, if you do the Giluach on 30 days, you're going to be Yatza. L'bar Pada Nicha, according to Bar Pada, it's fine in Medar Reis Adina Hachi, L'gareach Yom Shoshim. U'l'rav Masna, Mefar Shalom, Mishum the Mixas Hayom Kekula. That's how we explained it when we read our Mishnah. We went according to Rav Masna, it's through Mixas Hayom Kekula. Of course, according to Bar Pada, it would be based on the idea that you're supposed to cut your hair on the 30th, because Nazirus is only 29 days. And we learned in our Mishnah, Reini Nazir Shoshim Yom, M'gilach Yom Lamed Lo Yatza, Af Bar Pada Mode Baha. Even Bar Pada agrees in such a case, if he did the Giluach on 30 days, when he says, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, because there, in such a case, Mode Baha Kimunam Shloshim Yom, Deboi Shloshim Yom Shleimim, you need 30 full days. So since he said 30 days, so then according to Bar Pada, he admits that even though Stam Nazir, according to Bar Pada, is 29 days, here it's going to be 30 days, or according to Rav Masna, we don't say Mitzvah Yom Kekulo because he spells out Shloshim Yom. Back into our Mishnah, four lines in Mishnah Nazar Shtei Naziris. A person accepts two different distinct Naziris upon himself. Migaleach Esarishena Yem Shloshim Ve'echad. Then he shaves his hair for the first Naziris on the 31st day. Ve'esashnia Yom Shishim Ve'echad. And for the second day, the second Naziris, he does it on the 61st. Now the Gemara again, you go through in the Rush, you'll see that the Rush will also review how the Gemara Daf Hei and Daf Vav explained this line of the Mishnah as well, both according to Bar Pada and Rav Masna. You know what? The Rush does such a beautiful job in such a clear way. Let's continue on. Misha Amar. I see that's another line in the Mishnah. Let's continue on back into the Mishnah itself. The Rush does not have on this line. Let's continue on. V'im gilach es harishayna yom shloshim, migaleach es hashniya yom shishim. And what happens if instead of doing the giluach on the 31st, he does on the 30th, so then the second giluach will be on the 60th day. V'im gilach yom shishim chaser echad, and even if you do it on the 59th, yatsa. V'zu edus heyed Rabbi Pipus, and this is edus Rabbi Pipus had given over, Al Misha Nazir Shtei Naziris. about an individual who had taken two Naziris. Shim gilechas rishon yom shleishim megaleches ashniya yom shleishim. If he did just like we had learned all the way in the beginning of the Mishnah, it would be acceptable, both according to Bar Pada and Rav Masna, based on our Mishnah. If he did the giluach on the 30th day, that bidi evid will be acceptable. Miksas yom kekulo, according to Rav Masna, Bar Pada will be lechatchila. In the case of where he didn't accept 30 full days. Either way, if he does that, so then the second Nazirus is done on the 60th day. Vim gilach liyom shishim chaser echad yotza. And even if he did on the 59th, it'd be okay. Sheyom shel shloshim olo min aminyan. Because the 30th day of the first set would count also as the first day as well, which is the concept of mitzas hayom kikulo is omer, is ole likan ulikan. Mishamareini nazir. If a person says he's going to be a nazir, nitma yom shleishim, and he becomes tummy on the 30th day, soiser es hakol. Then it contradicts the entire nazirus, and he has to start again. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer ena soiser el shiva. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says that you only have to count 7 more days. Rabbi Eliezer's logic goes as follows. Rabbi Eliezer holds of mitzas hayom kekula. And therefore, if he becomes tameh on day 30, he really doesn't contradict the entire Nazirus. However, he does have a problem in the sense that now that he's become tameh, he needs to count 7 days in order to have the parah aduma sprinkled on him on the 3rd and 7th day, like the halachos of Tmei Meis. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says he needs to count 7 days. Continues the Mishnah. Hareini nazir shleishim yoim. If a person says he's going to be a nazir 30 days, nitma yoim shleishim saisera es hakol. Then, if he says expressly 30 days, so then in such a case you can't say mikzas hayom kekulam. And in such an instance, then it's soser all of the 30 days. Now, the Tanakhama, according to Rav Masna, agrees that we say mikzas hayom kekulo, and the opinion before Rabbi Eliezer, who referring to as the Tanakhama, will differentiate between a case in which he says hareini nazir shloshim yom, where the reason you have to start again is due to the fact that he was a full nazir, to the instance of, even if you're going to say mikzas hayom kekulo, he will concede to Rabbi Eliezer the concept mikzas hayom kekulo, but the Nazirus is contradicted as long as he did not bring his karbanos on his Nazirus, and therefore he disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer, who says that in a case of mikzas hayom kekulo, where he did not say hareini nazir shloshim yom, but he just said hareini nazir, then in such a case, Rabbi Eliezer says that you have only a contradiction to the Tumah, while the Tanakhama says no. The Tanakhama says that you've gotten Tumah before you brought the Karbanos and the Zeros, and you need to start again. When it comes to Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, that's when Rabbi Eliezer is going to agree with the Tanakhama, and he's going to say that in such an instance it's a contradiction to the Nazirus because he took full Nazirus. And the Machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakhama is going to be in a case where you would say mitzvah sayom kekulo, where everybody would agree you say mitzvah sayom kekulo, and then he becomes tame, does that tumah contradict the Nazirus as well? Hareini nazir mea yom. If a person says he's going to be a nazir for 100 days, nitma yom mea, so sir is hakol. If he becomes tame on the 100th day, it contradicts everything. Rabbi Eliezer oimer, ein esay sir el shleishim yoim. Rabbi Eliezer says you only have a stira of 30 days. In other words, all he needs to make up is 30 days. The svara of Rabbi Eliezer over here is that the Lashon HaPasuk is v'zayis tairas ha-nazir b'yoy melois nizroi. And therefore, you need to have a tairas nazir when an individual is concluding his nazirus. What is Tairas Nazir? So Rabbi Eliezer has a whopping chiddush. His whopping chiddush is you don't go back to your original acceptance of 100 days, but as long as you have 30 days, so then you're going to be okay. Nitma yom mea ve'echad. If a person who accepted Nazirus for 100 days becomes tamei on the 101st, so the Nazirus was complete, but it's prior to his karbanos. Vamevin yavin, the Tanakhama is going to be l'shitaso. So ser shloshim yom. The Tanakhama holds, even if the Naziris is complete, you still need to do another 30 days. You don't have to do another 100. But you need to do another 30 days because the Tumah conflicted before he bore his karbanis. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer is Lashitaso, and he holds that once the Naziris has been complete, all he needs to do is be mitar himself from the Tumah, and then he's going to be fine. Says the Gemara, Misha Amar Hareini Nazir, we learned that if somebody says he's going to be a Nazir and he becomes Tameh on the 30th day, so then in such a case, it contradicts everything. In other words, everything's out the window. As we pointed out, even though one would say Mitzas Hayom Kekula, nevertheless, it's prior to him bringing the Karbanos. Rabbi Eliezer Oymeinu Seisar L'Shiva. But Rabbi Eliezer also only contradicts 7 days. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer says that once you've completed the Nazirus, then if you become Tameh, you don't have to redo the entire Nazirus. Continues the Gemara on Amud Beis and spells out the Svara of Rabbi Eliezer. Kasava Rabbi Eliezer holds, Achar Melois, after you finished the Kol Achar Melos, after you finish the Melos of the period of time for your Nazirus, Shiva Seiser, it only contradicts the 7 days for the tahara to take place. You now need, as we described earlier, shlishi and shvi for hazah, and everything else is going to be fine. Hareini nazir shloshim yom, v'nitma yom shloshim, so sarakol. But if a person says that he's taking 30 days, we learned in our Mishnah, 30 full days, and becomes tamei on the 30th, then it's osur everything. Then, in such a case, points out the Gemara, lo palig Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer there would not disagree, damar shleimin, because he said 30 full days. Gemara continues to explain the different machlokias we learned in our Mishnah. Hareini nazir mea yom. If he says he's going to be a nazir for 100 days, v'nitmi yom mea, saisar sakal, it contradicts everything, because once he becomes tamei, even after the completion of the malos, especially if you say Miktas Hayom Kekula, the malos has been completed. Nevertheless, because he did not bring his karbanos on the zeros, it's Eiser Akol, and he has to start a new count. That's the point of disagreement with Rabbi Eliezer. Continues the Gemara 5 lines from the top on Tezayin on the base. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm here, and it's Eiser Al Shloshim. It only contradicts 30 days, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if you say Me'ayom, and even if you don't say Mikzas Hayom Kekula, nevertheless, the halacha is going to be that Melos is only 30 days. The Kulu, comments the Gemara, and all of our Mishnah, Seinu Kedavina Ba'aliba Debar Padavar of Masna. You've got to go back to Daf Hei and Daf Vav and explain it according to Rav Bar Pada and Rav Masna, and we saw the Rosh's opening explanations to our Mishnah according to Bar Pada and Bar Masna. We now have a new Mishnah, a dramatic case. 10 lines from the top until Zayin Amabes. Misha Nazar Vuhuba Besa Kvaris. If there was an individual who takes Nazirus and he was in a cemetery, Afilu Ayisham Shleishim Yoim Ein Oilala Min Aminyan. Even if he was there in the Beis HaKvaris for 30 days, nevertheless, it doesn't count. Why? Because his mitzius, his situation of standing in a cemetery, contradicts the whole concept of Nazirus. So he therefore cannot count all of those 30 days. Ve'ena mevi karbon tuma, and therefore ein olo min aminyan, doesn't count 30 days. But at the same time, eini mevi karbon tuma, he doesn't bring a karbon tuma that a Nazir has to bring when his Nazirus is contradicted. And the reason for that is because he never started his Nazirus. So therefore he doesn't bring karbon tuma. Yatzav nichnas, but if he goes out and he comes back in, then it counts towards the 30 days. Umevi karbon tuma, and in such an instance, he also brings the karbon tuma. Rabbi Eliezer loy boy bayoyim. Rabbi Eliezer says he doesn't bring it on that day. Rabbi Eliezer is saying an interesting chiddush, and that is that if a person is mitame and he brings a karbon, in such a case, if he went into the Beis HaKvaros again, so then in such a case, he will not bring a karbon another time. Why is that? The halacha is that he brings a carbon if he becomes tummy, and those fall away, says the pasuk. In other words, he needs to start the Naziris again. But notice, Vayomim Arishonim Yiplu. It needs to be that the Yomim Arishonim need to fall away. Achulo Yomim Rishonim. You need to have a new count of days, and that was upended with the Tumah. However, if he brought a carbon and he's about to start a new set of days, but he didn't start a new day, so then in such a case, then you won't have Hayom Rishonim Yiplu, and then a carbon is not brought. The Gemara now continues, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, about the case of our Mishnah that the Mishnah did not explain. We learned in our Mishnah, if someone was a Nazir B'Beis HaKfaros, so then Olin Lo Min HaMinyin. So then the halacha is, ein olin lo min haminyan, we don't take into account any counting of days, because he was in the Beis HaKfaros the whole time. The shaila that we did not discuss is, did he become a Nazir at all? He was Nazar b'Beis HaKfaros. It, mar misha Nazar b'Beis HaKfaros, Rabbi Yechon amar Naziris chal olav. Rabbi Yechon says Naziris does take effect. Reish Lakish amar ein Naziris chal olav. Reish Lakish is of the opinion that the Naziris does not take effect. Rabbi Yechon amar Naziris chal olav, savar misla talya v'kaima. He took the Naziris, he hung it upon himself, and it takes effect. Kivan the Mishkecha tahara. Chalya, the moment he finds himself in a tar place, so then that exclamation of Nazirus is going to kick in. Reish Lakish amar ein Nazirus chal alav. Reish Lakish says the Nazirus does not take effect. Only if he repeats that he's going to take it upon himself does it take effect. Rabbi Yechanan l'Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan has the following kasha to Reish Lakish. Mishu Nazar will Beis HaKfaris. Somebody took Naziris upon himself and he's Beis HaKfaris. Hafilu ha-yosham shleishim yeim. Ein oilin min ha-minyin. Even if he's there for 30 days, it doesn't count. Vein ha-mayvi karbin tumah. Karbin tumah u'delo ma'isi, deduces Rabbi Yechanan. Our Mishnah says that it does, the count doesn't begin. And he doesn't bring a karbin tumah. Ha-meichel chayel alav. But it would seem to say that it does take effect. Amar lei, so Reish Lakish responded, ain't a b'taris tumah v'ain a b'taris karbon. What it means is he's not in the ballpark at all for the halachos of tumah and karbon. The Gemara will continue asking about the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Be'ezer Hashem, we are going to stop over here as we continue the march together through Shas. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Tezayin in Maseches Nazir. We'll recap from the beginning of the third parak. We learned the halachos of in the Mishnah that were already elaborated on Daf Hei and Daf Vav. If someone takes Naziris upon himself, so then in such a case, L'chatchila, he's supposed to do the Giluach on the 31st day, but if he does the Giluach on the 30th day, it's acceptable. According to some opinions, it's because of Mikses Hayom Kikula. And we also learned that in cases of when he waited only 29 days between Naziris, one could rely on the halachas of Mikzas Hayom Kikula. We also learned that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and other Tanoim. If the Naziris was already completed, there was a melos of the Naziris, however, the carbon was not brought, and then he becomes Tameh, in such a case, does one need to count a new Naziris? That's the opinion of Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer says you only need to count 7 new days. We also had a Mishnah and a Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about Nazir B'Beis HaKfaris. The Mishnah expressly states that if you have a Nazir B'Beis HaKfaris, then and he accepts the Naziris upon himself, so then you can't start counting the 30 days and he can't bring a carbon for Tumah. Carbon for Tumah is not brought. We do have Machlokas Amorayim. What's vague in the Mishnah is whether the Naziris is Chal. Rabbi Yochanan says that it is. Reish Lakish says that it's not. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Tezayin in Maseches Nazir.